Okay, yesterday we saw a Tiferes L'Moshe that the Pesachei Teshuva quoted, in which he said that by the case of Muverish and Izgaira, so then the trial cannot be Moichi. No, by Ger Kotten, Higdil Yochel Limchois, but not by Muverish and Izgaira. The trial cannot be Moichi. And we tried to explain it yesterday based on Rav Naftoli's Pshat in Muberes Shinizgaira, that really the child is born in Yisrael, has it in Yisrael, and the whole purpose of the Geirus is only to give him Kedushas Yisrael. But since he's born from a Jewish mother, Mimela, he has a status of Yisrael, and therefore he would not be able to be Meicha when he grows up. Whereas by the din of Ger Kotten, that's based on Zochin Liodim Shalei Vifonov, so then he can be Meicha when he grows up, when he becomes a Gadol. And the Sugya Ger Kotten we're going to learn in a few days. We're going to go through that Sugya in Ksuvitz. But I found in Orech HaShulchan that the Orech HaShulchan says a very different pshat in this halacha, because there's another two halachas that the Pesachei Teshuva quotes. He quotes a Dogel Miravava who says that the Besen has to know that she is Muberes. In order for the Geiris to be effective on the Uber, the Besen has to be aware that she is Muberes. And if the Besen is not aware that she's Muberes, it's not going to be a good Geiris on the Uber. And then there's another Tiferes L'Moshe that the Pesachei Teshuva quotes, and that is that the only time it's going to work, the tefillah on the mother works on the uba, is if she's also being misgayer. If she's being misgayer, she needs a tefillah, so the tefillah is going to work on the uba. If, however, she's not megayer, she goes into the mikveh because she wants to be megayer the uba, then the tefillah will not work on the uba. Then you'll have to have a separate tefillah on the uba afterwards. So I think that these two Tiferes L'Moshes are Lishitosoi and against the Dogel Miravava, because the Orech HaShulchan quotes this Dogel Miravava, and he says that he brings the sugya, if Uba Yerachima, so we understand how the Tvila works on the Uba, because he's part of the mother. If Uba Lav Yerachima, so then why isn't the mother Chatzitza? So the Gemara says, "Hainu ibisei," because it's derek gidulo. That's the normal way how he grows inside the womb, and therefore derek gidulo is not considered to be a chatzitza. So then he brings the Dogel Miravava who says, "But the Besdin has to know that she's mu'uberes," and the Orech HaShulchan disagrees. He says the Besdin does not have to know that she's mu'uberes. Why? Because according to the psak of Tosis and Bava Kama, uba is yerachimo. And he says that's the sheet of the Rambam in the Tur as well, that we paskin that Uba is Yerachimo. Mimela, if it's Uba Yerachimo, it's not a separate Geirus on the Uba. It's the Geirus of the mother is the Geirus on the Uba, because he's a limb of the mother. So Mimela, if the Besdin knows about the Geirus of the mother, Mimela, they don't have to know that there's an Uba inside, because it's not a separate Geirus. So he says, "Ein shayach bozeh klal loy meshetuichin besdin leida mizeh ukshehigdil eino yochol limchos." And shehigdil eino yochol limchos. So he explains that if uba is yerachimo, and so really the geirus of the mother is the geirus of the uba, because he's a limb of the mother, so then higdileinu yochal limchos. If we would say that uba lav yerachimo, and it's a separate geirus, and the bezdin is involved in doing that geirus, just like any other case of ger kotten, so then higdil yochal limchos like any other ger kotten. But the Orech HaShulchan says if uba is yerachimo, so then number one, bezdin doesn't have to know about the uba. Number two, higdil eino yochal limchos, because it's not a separate geirus that the bezdin is doing on the uba. It's the geirus of the mother that mimela is chal on the uba. So higdil eino yachal limchos. And I think so. He's arguing on the dog on miravava, because the dog on miravava is learning uba lav yerechimo. So it's like any other case of it's a separate geiris mimela. The bezdin has to know that she's mu'uberes. But the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that lahalocha he's holding that uba yerechimos, it's not a separate geirus. The bezdin does not have to know about the uba because it's the geirus of the mother, and mimela eino yochal limchos. And I think the other tiveres lamoshe is also lishitosoi, that the tiveres lamoshe says when is the tvila effective for the uba? Only if the mother is also being megayer, then the tefillah is effective for the uba. If the mother is not megayer, then the tefillah would not be effective for the uba. So this makes a lot of sense. If this is the correct pshat in the Tiferes Lamoshe, because of uba yerachimo, so then it's only if there's a tefillah on the mother for her gerus, mimela that tefillah is for the gerus of the uba, because he's part of the mother. But if Ubar is Lav Yerachimo, so then why shouldn't the Tvila on the mother be effective for the Ubar? Even though she's not being Megaya, it's Haina Ribise, she's not considered to be a Chatzitza, so let it be a Tvila on the Ubar. Since the Tiferes Lamaisha says that only when she's Megaya is the Tvila on the mother does it work for the Ubar, that's because I'm speculating now because I didn't see the Tiferes Lamoshe inside. I can't get a hold of it. But the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains it, that it's based on Uba Yerachimo, so then of course the Tvila on the mother will only be effective for the Uba if the mother is being Megaya, because then he's Mimela part of the mother. So that's why it's a Geirus on the Uba. But if but she's not being Megayer, so then the Tevila was not effective on her, so it's not going to work. It's not going to work on him either. So then these two Tiferes Lamoshes could be, it's the same piece in Tiferes Lamoshes as far as I know, that it would be Lishitosoi, that if we learn that that's the Pshat based on Ubo Yerachimo, the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns. And that would be against the Dogol Merevova, because the Dogol Merevova is holding Uba Lav Yerechimo, it's a separate Geirus on the Uba, not the Geirus of the mother. Mimela, the Bezdin has to know that there's an Uba there, so that you can have the Bezdin present at the Geirus of the Uba, and possibly them Mizake for the Uba, Zochin Liyodim Shaloi Befonov, in terms of the Uba, so the Bezdin has to be aware that she is Mu'uberes. So I'm still looking for the Tiferes Lamoshe, if I can find it, if anybody can find it. I don't know if it's on the Bar Ilan or anything, but to see it, the actual explanation that he gives. Yes?
Rabbi said, sounds like Rabbi saying also what the Granach quoted, the Kivager is asking on Tosos. He says that the only way you can have a Gerah Daraisa is the Christian Gaira, but it's only if you say Uba Yerachimo. Because you say, because in that case, then it's like she's part of it. It's the same idea. I was wondering in general, like, what when you say that Uba Yerachimo means that there's really no Gerah on the kid at all, and really it's only the mother's being Megayer, and in the middle, the kid is born, that's when he becomes a separate entity, so he's born from Yisraelis. But it's not that he undergoes a Gerah at all. But wouldn't that be more stubborn than saying that there's a Gerah also on the
That's what I meant. That when the Geirus on the mother is the Geirus on the Uba because he's part of the mother. It's not a separate Geirus on the Uba. He's part of the mother. No, so the mother was Megayah.
That's what I'm saying. Were you really still calling it a Geirus? Is it even Geirus on the Uba, or is it just that it's a Geirus on the mother? The Uba does not, there's no such thing as Uba as a distinct entity. And then when he's born,
the question is, would this, if we hold Uba Yerachimo, so would the Uba be also, have, let's say it's a girl, would she have the status of Gioris to be also to marry a Kohen? If Uba Lav Yerachimo, she certainly cannot marry a Kohen. She's a Gioris, a separate Gioris. If Uba is Yerachimo, right? If Uba is Yerachimo, would she be allowed to marry a Kohen? Right?
This is where Rabbi Kivego says that she would be able, she would not be able to marry Kohen, because he says that Uber Yerachim, you say Uber Yerachimo, it means Uber Yerachimo that it's good enough that she can be Megayer alone with the mother. Or that Uber can be Megayer alone with the mother, but not that it's not considered even Geras, that she just all of a sudden pops out and then she's a total Israelis.
I'm not sure. All Rabbi Kivega is saying is that there it's going to be Midoraisa. She's going to be Jewish Midoraisa. What? Pashtus, he means that it's a Geirus Doraisa, because it's not based on Zochin Yodom Shalom Befonov. Right? But there would be a Geirus, but it's not a separate Geirus. She's part of the mother, so just like the mother is a Geirus, so then the Uber is also a Geirus, but part of the mother. But they have a status of a Geirus. So I have to check La Halocha on that, in terms of marrying the Kohen. If Uber Yerachimah. In Halocha, I'm not going to find it, though. Because Lemaisa, most poskim paskin, uba lav yerechimo, and therefore, by a muberis shenizgaira, the child, the daughter, will be also to marry a kohen. But I have to find, if anybody talks about this, if uba yerechimo, which should be also to marry a kohen. Okay. The Tosfos. Divya Maskal Bemokim, Shanida Tevelis, Tvilas Nida, Lekosa Kua Behedja. So how do we know that a Nida has to be Tevel in a mikvah? Pirish Rav Yehuda Goin, the Nafgalon, the Kalvachim, and Mimago, the Ton Tvila Koshikeni Yatzma. Right? So it's a Kalvachim from Maga Nida. If a Nida touches somebody, so it needs Tvila in a mikvah. Kalvachim, she herself, needs Tvila in a mikvah. Rabbeinu Tam Meforish the Nafkalon Mihoda Darshina Baba the Zorach Beme Nida Yischato Maim Shanida Tavelis Behem Vekamahem Memso. Right? So from the Pasuk, Ach Beme Nida Yischato, so we see there's Me Nida. Then a Nida has to be Tavel in Maim, a Mikvah Memso. Rabbeinu Yitzchok Perish the Nafkal Meha the Darshina Beperach Bame Isha Tia binidosa, Bame Isha, Tia binidosa, Dehe binidosa, Chitova Mamayim. That a Nida remains in her Nidus, right, until she does something, until she's Tevel in the Mikvah. So we have three different Limudim, how we know that a Nida has to be Metaher herself in the Mikvah. Now, what's important to realize, Rav Elchanan points this out, that by Nida, there are two dinim by Nida. One din is Tuma, a Nida is Tumeya. She touches truma, the truma becomes tomei, right? Because she has a truma. And then there's another din by Anida, asura labayla. She's also labayla, and until she goes to mikvah, until the dam, she counts shivinikiyim, and then she goes to mikvah, right? So there are two different dinim. There's truma, and there's also issa, and both of them require that she is tovel in a mikvah. She does not become mutal abayla until she's tovel in a mikvah. If a woman will not go, let's say her dam stopped, even after menopause, she doesn't have a period anymore, but she hasn't gone to mikvah since her last nidus, she remains a nida, full-fledged status of nida. And she is asura, she's asura labayla. So Rav Elchanan points out, he asks Akasha on the first limud of Tosfos, that we learn from a Kal V'Chaymi M'Magor, the Ton Tvila, Koshikain, Hiyatzma, we see that Maga Nida needs Tvila in a Mikvah. That's a Din in Tuma. That's a Din in Tuma. So it's a Kal V'Chaymi that she herself also has to go to Mikvah. But how do we know Mikvah for the Issa L'Bayla? Maybe this is only for the Dinim of Tuma on a Nida, but not for the Issa Labayla. So that Rabbi Chanan says, L'chayri, you see from this teretz in Tosfos, that the Issa Labayla is totally on the Din Tumah. And once she can be metahir from the Din Tumah, Mimela she's Muteris Labayla. In other words, the Issa Labayla, there are two dinim. There's a din of Tumah by Anida, and there's a din of Issa Labayla. Are they two totally separate dinim, that one has nothing to do with the other? It's just that Anisha Nida has these two dinim, she's Tameya, and she's also Asa Labayla. Or does the Issa Labayla stem, the source of it is the din Tumma? So Rabbi Chanan says, if the Tosis is learning a Kal V'Chaymer, that from Magoa, that she has to go to Mikvah, we also know that she herself, that maga nida requires tefillah in the mikvah, right? If she touches another person, they require tefillah in the mikvah, so she herself also has to be tefillah in the mikvah. So how do you know that will take off the issa labayla? So you have to say, according to this teres, that the issa labayla is a result of the tumah, and once she's mitahir from the tumah, from tumas nida, mimela she's mitahiris labayla. That's Rav Elchanan points that out, and he has a whole arichus about this. Is that really true that the issa is totally on the tumah, or is the issa independent from the tumah? But that gets a little too far afield for us now. Okay, next tosis. Ger ve'eved tovlim. So we learn from this Gemara that an eved kenani, when he's mishuchra, has to undergo tefillah. Now there are two tefillahs by an eved kenani. When he becomes an Eved Kenani, he has to be, the Odon is matbil him in a mikvah, to become l'shem avdus, to become an Eved Kenani, and then when he's mishachri him, he gives him a get shichru, there also has to be a second tefillah. That's the tefillah of shichru, right? The tefillah of shichru. So, and that, we'll see, a lot of Rishonim talk about that. Is that a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? And we'll see the whole sugya nogeya to the tefillah of shichru. Bekulei shmaitzi mashva de'eved boi tefillah k'shemishtachri. Lo sagi lei b'tefillah k'maisa. So the first tefillah l'shem avdus is not sufficient, even though he is becoming a Jew with that tefillah, because an eved kenani is chayiv in mitzvahs. But he has to undergo a second tefillah. Because she's vashaleach, amrin and akoyse shtar erisin l'shiv chosoy. Doma lo tzibo, v'iskat shibo, masha de mikudesh es hafal gav do lo itovlo. So Tosis asks the kasha, the Gemara says that you can give a shtar shichrur, and that's also a shtar erisin to the shivch kenainis, that the master can say tzibo, v'iskat shibo, and she will be mikudeshes. So she's mikudeshes, right, through this shtar shichrur, even before she goes to mikvah. So there was no tefillah yet. And yet she's going to be mikudeshes. But if we say that there's a halacha, that there's a requirement of tefillah, and lichayra, that din of tefillah is what? Is a din of geirus, to be mashlim, that geirus. So how can you be mikadisha before the tefillah? So Tosis answers, Yeshloimer the Ayri Kigon Shetovlo Mikoidem L'shem Shichro Shatvilo Shel Shichro Koidemes Leget Kidemashro Lekamon Diktoni Matbilo L'shem Shichro Mishachro Umutabo Miyan. So Tosis says that the tefillah, that case over there, was that the tefillah happened before the Shichro, right? The tefillah happened before the shichru, and he seems to say that the tefillah of shichru should be before the get shichru, because the Gemara later on says, when he gives the get shichru, matbilo l'shem shichru, the last line on the daf, matbilo l'shem shichru u'mishachru, right? So it seems that the tefillah occurs before the shtar shichru. So meila, if there was a tefillah before the shtar shichru, so then the get shichru, so then he can be mekadisha with the get shichru, because miyat hekel for miyat, she has a full fledged, the shichru is a full fledged kedushas Yisrael, and there can be tvisas kedushin. There's no tvisas kedushin on a shichru kenainis, right? There cannot be a tvisas kedushin between an eved and a bas Yisrael, or a Yisrael and a shichru kenainis. There's no tefisas kedushin. What's the reason for that there's no tefisas kedushin? What? No. Why can't you be mekadesh a shifra kenainis? Amadoy melechamor, right? Amadoy melechamor, the Gemara says. That there are two dinim that we learn from the posuk Amadoy melechamor. One is that there's no kedushin in a shifra kenainis or in a neb kenaini. And what's the other din that we learn from there? What's the other din? Yeah, vlad. Ain't no chayis. There's no yichus. Like a amadoy melechamor. There's no yichus. Just like by a behemah, there's no yichus between the mother and the child. It's not. There's no concept of yichus. So too by a shivcha, by an eved, there's no din of yichus. So that's learned from amadoy melechamor. So now, but now that he's mishachrav and she becomes a bas chayrin, so now there can be kedushin. But Taisa says, but how could there be kedushin before the tefillah? If tefillah is necessary, right, so it's somehow complete the Kedushas Yisrael, so how can there be a Kedushin? The answer is that the tefillah was done before the Shichur. The Rashash points out that Rashi at the bottom of the Daf does not hold this way. Because Rashi seems to have a different girsa in the Gemara. The Mishachura umatbila l'shem Shichura bal korcha. The Rashi says, you give a get Shichura and then the tefillah takes place afterwards. Right? Not like Tosis that the tefillah takes place before the get Shichura. Right? So the question is, the big question on Tosis is, that how can you have a tefillah before the Shichur? Because l'chayra, what is this din of tefillah? What's the purpose of the tefillah of Shichur? How would we understand? Simply, how would we understand it?
Finish the
Geirus process. Because the original Geirus, the original tefillah was l'shem avdus, and Eved is not chayiv in all mitzvahs, right? He's only chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha. So this is a completion of the Geirus. Who actually says that Lashin? That it's a Gemar HaGeirus? The Rambam. That's the Rambam says. That the Geirus to become an Eved Kenani is Miksas Geirus. And to complete, and the Tefillah after the Shichur, is to complete the Geirus. But so the question is, how can there be a tefillah before the shichra? The Tosfos HaRosh says that the tefillah over here is only derabbanan. It's only required midrabbanan, and he brings, and this would answer the kasha of. It would answer the kasha of how he can be mekadisha with the shichur without the tefillah, because the tefillah is only the rabbanan. The Tosfos HaRosh brings two rayas to this, that the tefillah is only the rabbanan, right? Two or three rayas, but we're going to focus on two of the rayas. One raya is the Gemara in Kiddushin, where he gives a pruta to a shivcha, and he says, harev b'kudeshes li'la'achash yishtachareich. Right? So in a case like that, Gemara asks, why shouldn't it be a kiddushin? After all, it's biyadoi l'shachrura, and it's different than la'acha shetiz gairi in the case of Geris, because la'acha shetiz gairi if he's mekadesh goya, la'acha shetiz gairi, that's not a valid kiddushin because it's not biyadoi l'hizgayer, because me who says he'll get a bezdin, but the apparently the Gemara says that it is biyodai l'shachrura, and therefore to be mekadisha. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, if a shivcha needs a tefillah midai raisa in order for there to be a chalois of the kedushin, so then if he needs a tefillah midai raisa, he should also need a bezdin. Tefillah midai raisa requires bezdin. That means it's a geirus. Right, it's a geirus and should require a bezdin. And who says that he'll be able to get a bezdin of shalosha? So therefore, he says it must be from that gemara. You have a raya that the tefillah is only the rabbanan. That the tefillah is only the rabbanan. We saw the Tosis in let me finish the Tosis of Rosh. The second raya he brings that the tefillah is only the rabbanan is because of this case of koyser shtar erisin to his shivcha kenainis, and he says to Ibo, Iskach Ibo, and she is mikudeshes, even though there was no tefillah. So it must be that the tefillah is only the rabbanan, because if the tefillah would be vidoraisa, he wouldn't be able to be mekadisha, because she's not yet roi for kiddushin. Right? She's not yet roi for a tefisas kiddushin. So the Tosfos HaRosh wants the proof from these gemaras that the tefillah is only. Tefillah is only derabbanan, right? Who else says that the tefillah is only derabbanan?
Ramban.
What? Ramban. The Nemukhi Yosef says that the tefillah is only derabbanan, and like the Tosfos HaRosh, and that would answer the kasha why the kedushin is going to be chal even without the tefillah. You're right. The Ramban does quote such a shita, but he rejects it. Right? He quotes a shita in the name of the Baliyat Tosfos. that the tefillah is only you can be mekadish the shivcha after the shichur without the tefillah. But the Ramban rejects that. But the Tosfos HaRosh, however, says there's no raya that the tefillah is only the Rabbanan, and that's why the kedushin will be chal, because he says, like our Tosfos, that you could say that she was toivel before the shichur, because the tefillah is the tefillah can come before the shichur, as the Gemara says later on, matbilu l'shem shichur u'mishachur. So you see from the Tosfos HaRosh, see in Tosfos it's a little bit unclear when Tosfos says that she can do the tefillah before the shichrur. Does Tosfos mean to say that even though the tefillah is the raisa, it can still come before the shichrur? Right? Or does Tosfos mean to say that the tefillah is only derabanan, and therefore since the tefillah is only derabanan, so that's why you can do it before the shichrur? The Rabbanan said that you have to be tevil, a tefillah of shichrur, and therefore it can be done even before the shichrur. Or does Tosfos mean to say that the tefillah is deiraisa, but yet even though it's deiraisa, it can be done before the shichur? So the Tosfos HaRosh clearly is saying that even though you can learn that the tefillah is deiraisa, but that tefillah can be done before the shichur, and that's very difficult. If the tefillah is derabanan, so it doesn't really matter when you do the tefillah. Right? Before the shichur, after the shichur, that's what the Rabbanan said, you have to do a tefillah or shichur. But if the tefillah is deiraisa, so then lichayra, it's a tefillah of geirus, right? To be mashlim, to complete the geirus. And you cannot complete the geirus as long as she's still a shivcha kenainis. If she's a shivcha kenainis and she has that status of a shivcha, you can't do a tefillah to complete the geirus. Rav Chaim asked this question, right? Because then, and the tefillah, the geirus would have to be chal now with the tefillah. You can't say it's a suspended. It's suspended. It's delayed. It'll be chal after the shichur, right? One, as long as she's a shivcha kenainis, so he's an eved kenani, you can't have that geirus. It's a tarti de sasre, because an eved kenani, a shivcha kenanis, cannot become a full-fledged Jew, right? Until they're meshuchah, they become a ben chayrin, and then you can complete the gift. That's why shita saramba is what? What's the shita saramba? When do you do the tefillah? It has to be after. Dafka after the shichru. Yeah, you do the tefillah, right? Because the Rambam learns... Because the Rambam learns that it's a completion of the geirus. In Tosfos, if we say that it's only derabanan, so then it's not a problem. The tefillah can be before the shichur. But if we say it's deraisa, as the Tosfos HaRosh is clearly saying, right, that you could learn that the tefillah is deraisa by shichur, but that tefillah can even be done before the shichur. And that is difficult. How can you complete the geirus as long as he's an eved or she's a shivcha? And as Reb Chaim points out, that you can't say that the tefillah should be chal la'achazman. You do the tefillah before the shichur, but you don't want the chalois of the tefillah till after the shichur. Because it doesn't work. By Geirus, there has to be a chalois now. Can a ger be megayer, go to mikveh and say, I only want to become a Jew, la'ach ha-shloishim yom? I'm doing the tefillah now, but I want the chalois of the Geirus to be la'ach ha-shloishim yom. You can do that by kinyonim. You can be maknedov la'ach ha-shloishim yom. Not by Geirus. By Geirus, it has to be chal now with the tefillah, cannot be chal achazman. So if the tefillah is before the shichur, how could that work as a geirus? So that's a problem. That's a problem on Tosfos that Reb Chaim raises that issue. He raises it actually in the Rambam, but that's the same question on Tosfos. How can you do the tefillah before the tefillah before the shichur? Nemuke Yosef says that this tvila is only derabbanan. He quotes this in the name of Toisis Achreinis. And the Mukhe Yosef says, just like by Yisrael Mumar, a Yisrael who went off the derech, and now he's Chayze B'tshuva, right? So he doesn't have to undergo a Geirus, he's a Jew. Yisrael Achol B'shechota Yisrael Hu. He has to be Mekabel Divrei Chaverus. He has to be Mekabel upon himself to be Noiheg properly from the Beis Din. And he's Toivel Midrabonon. The tefillah is Midrabonon. And he compares that tefillah of Yisrael Mumot Shechozar to the tefillah of Shichur, right? Which is also only Derabbanan. It's a tefillah Derabbanan. So according to the Mukhe Yosef, if it's a tefillah Derabbanan, we understand how the kedushin is going to be chal. Even without the tefillah, the kedushin will be chal, because the tefillah, that tefillah Derabbanan lichayru, will not be ma'akev the chalais of the kiddushin. It's a maila, it's a chumrah that the rabbanan required, right? So it's a tefillah according to the Mukhe Yosef, according to the Tosfos HaRosh. The tefillah is a tefillah de rabbanan, and that's why there can be a chalais of kiddushin. But if we say in Tosfos that he also holds the tefillahs de rabbanan, so then we understand how the tefillah can be before the geirus, right? And the kedushin will be chal anyway. From Tosfos, the pashtus of Tosfos though is that it's not the rabbanan, because if Tosfos held that the tefillah was only the rabbanan, the tefillah shichur was only the rabbanan, so then why did he have to give the answer that the tefillah was before the shichur? He should have said the tefillah is only the rabbanan, and therefore it's not going to be ma'akiv in the chalais of the kiddushin, because it's a chumrah that the rabbanan made. So it seems from Tosfos that he holds that the tefillah is deiraisa. But if it's a tefillah deiraisa, how does that tefillah work before the shichur to complete the geirus? There is a Tosfos in kiddushin that we once saw, right? That Tosfos asked. Tosfos points out that let's leave that. We'll come back to that. So what is the answer to this question on Tosfos before we get into the Shitas HaRambam and Reb Chaim? What is a possible answer on Shitas HaTosfos? How can you have the tefillah shichur before the shichur? Yes.
I think he says tefillah l'shem shichur. It sounds like tefillah is
Okay, so we're going to come to that. That's one possible teretz. There are two possibilities here. One possible teretz is that Tosfos holds that the tefillah of shichur is not a tefillah of geirus. The geirus was complete with the original tefillah, l'shem avdus, became a complete ben Yisrael. It's complete. But there were certain dinim of avdus that were chal. Right? The dinim of Avdus Wachal, in terms of Amadoim Elachamor, there's no Tfitzis Kedushin, there's only Chayiv Mitzis Ki'isha, and therefore there has to, at the time of the Shichur, the Tefillah is also part of the Shichur. The Tefillah is an integral chelik of the Shichur of the Eved. In other words, you need two things to do the Shichur. You need to get Shichur and also the Tefillah. Right? And so this is really the way the Imri Moshe, we'll come back, I want to elaborate on it, but this is the way the Imri Moshe explains Tosfos, that the the tefillah is not a tefillah of Geirus as the Rambam learns, but the tefillah is necessary for the Shichur, not to be mashlim the Geirus, because the original Geirus was a Geirus Gemura at the time of the Avdus, but since there was certain dinim chal on the Eved, as a result of his status of being an Eved Kenani, and the Shichur is going to remove those dinim, so the Shichur has two components to it. Right? One component is the Get Shichur, and the other component is the Tevila. Right? And therefore, you can have the Tevila before. Because if it's a din in Shichur, it's not a din in Geirus. It's a din in the Shichur. It doesn't matter what order you have You're doing the shichur, whether the get shichur and then the tefillah, or the tefillah and then the tefillah and then the get shichur, right? And so that would be one possible explanation in for Tosis. Second possible explanation would be that maybe it's a tefillah of gerus according to Tosis. It's a din d'oraisa. You need a tefillah of gerus, but maybe Tosis holds that you can do the tefillah, that it should be chal later on. Not like the assumption we made before. Maybe a geirus can be chal later on. You can make a geirus, you can be tevil in the mikveh and say, I don't want the geirus to be chal right now, the geirus should be chal la'achazman. So the tefillah works now, and it's chal la'achazman. Right? But that itself should depend on another question, whether, which we'll talk about more when we do the sugya of Ger Kotlin, but the Hakira is important now, whether, how does Gerus work in general? Is it like Kinyonim? A person makes a Kinyon, right? He's the one who's making the Kinyon. Person, man is Mekadesh Anisha. Right? He's the one who's Mekadesh the Isha. So you need his das. You need the das to make the Kinyan. You need the das to make the Kiddushin. Because he's the one who's affecting and creating the Chalois Kinyan, the Chalois Kiddushin. Is it the same way by Gerus? That when a Ger is Megaya, he is the one, right? The Ger is the one who's creating the Chalois of the Gerus. To doing these ma'isim of mila utfila and kabbalas mitzvahs, he's creating the chalais of the geirus, and that's why you need his das, because he creates that chalais. Or do we say that no? The Torah says that the geir has to go through these actions, mila and tefila and kabbalas mitzvahs, but the chalais of the geirus is created by the Torah. Well, not even a Bezdin, by the Torah. Bezdin's involved, but it's created by the Torah. That the Torah says, if you go through these actions, right, you're going to become a Jew. The Torah is going to make you into a Jew. It's the, all you have to have is the, you have to have, be Mekabel Mitzvahs, and then have Kavona, Femila, Tfila, Leshem, Gerus, and then the Torah changes the status. This is more like Chalitza. Chaim says that by chalitza, you need that the yovam and yovama need kavana to do the chalitza, and then the heter of the chalitza is the Torah. It's not that they're creating the heter that she's allowed to marry. It's the Torah that mishomayim kozochule. It's the Torah creates that chalitz, and therefore by chalitza it's a din of kavana, not a din of das. Because they're not creating the chalais, and that's why by chalitza Ruchaim says you don't need edim l'kiyum adova. By kedushin and gerushin you need to edim l'kiyum adova, because whenever they are the ones who are creating the chalais through their das, so you need edim l'kiyum adova. By chalitza they're not creating the chalais chalitza or the chalais yibum. The Torah creates it. They just have to do the maisa. They have to do the action with the kavona to do that action. And the Torah creates the chalos heter. So then you don't need edim l'kiyum adova. That's what Chaim's hagdora in terms of when you need edim l'kiyum adova, you don't need edim l'kiyum adova. So what's a nafkamina here? And so can you, if we would want to answer, that the tefillah before shichur really is suspended. The chalais of that tefillah is not right now. It can't be now, as long as she has a status of a shichur. But it's suspended until after the shichur. Can you do something like that by gerus? Can you do a maisa, the maisa gerus now, that the chalais should be la'achazman? Might be totally on this chakira. Who is making the chalais of the gerus? If the ger is making the chalais of the gerus, just like by kinyonim and by kedushin, you can make a chalais la'achazman, so too by gerus. If, however, the Torah is making the chalais of the geiris, Torah says, go through these motions, through these actions, and then the Torah will confer that chalais geiris on the geir, so then the geir is not capable of making any conditions, any stipulations, any suspensions in terms of the chalais of the geiris. You cannot do it la'achazman. So that this teretz would depend on, might depend on that chakira. But we'll see, the Imre Moshe, learns the very simply that according to Tosis, right, the Tvila is not a Geirus, the Tvila is a din in the Shichur. It's a component of the Shichur. The Rambam Shita is that the, I just want to read the Rambam inside because there's so much information in these few lines of the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph says that the original tefillah of the ger, of an eved, in the eved toivel ala bifnei shloisha vayoyim ki ger, she mixes gerusu. The first tefillah, when he becomes an eved, is a mixas gerus. So you need bezdin and you need yoyim. Kshe yishtachar ha-eved tzorech tefillah acheres bifnei shloisha vayoyim, shebo tigome gerusu v'yia ke Yisrael. At the time of Shichur, he needs another Tvila in front of Bezdin Bayoyim because that's the completion of the Geirus, and now he becomes a full-fledged Israel. And you don't need a new Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. That's a Gemara later on, that the Tvila Shichur does not require a new Kabbalah's Mitzvahs because there already was a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs originally. So from this Rambam, we see a number of things. First of all, according to the Rambam, is the Tvila of Shichur Deiraisa Derabonan? Clearly Deiraisa, it's the completion of the Geirus. When does it have to take place? After the Shichur, because it's the completion of the Geirus. And the Rambam says it has to be Bishloisha Uvayayim. It's like any other Tvila of Geirus that the Rambam holds, the Tvila of Geirus has to be in front of a Bezdin and has to be Vayayim. And furthermore, the Rambam says you don't need a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs because there was already a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs by the original Tefillah. So the Rambam, so the Magid Mishnah points out that according to the Rambam, this Tefillah is Deraisa, but there are others who hold that the Tefillah is only Derabbanan, and therefore, according to the others, it won't be Ma'akev in the Kiddushin. But according to the Rambam, and this is a big problem that Reb Chaim has on the Rambam, right? According to the Rambam, that the tefillah is the midoy raisa, it's the completion of the geirus. And the tefillah, dafka, has to be after the shichrur. So how do we understand that gemara, tzibo v'iskat shivo? How can he be mekadesh har without the tefillah? Right? She's not yet a full geir, a full geiris. So just like you can't be mekadesh a shivcha kenainis, you shouldn't be able to be mekadesh until the tefillah. But that gemara that says tibo v'iskat shibo clearly is stating that the kedushin is going to be chal right after the shichur, even though a tefillah has not taken place. So that's the big kasha on the Rambam, right? And according to the Rambam, you can't answer that she was. You can't answer the other answers that we have. Tosis answer that the tefillah took place before the shichur. Can't answer that according to the Rambam. Nemuke Yosef, right? And the Tosis Arash that the tefillah is only derabbanan, right? Clearly, according to the Rambam, the tefillah is deraisa. It's the gemar hageirus, right? Gemar hageirus. Before we get to Reb Chaim's Teretz, though, there are a number. The Ramban talks about, brings down a number of different issues nogea to the tefillah of Shichur, right? The tefillah of Shichur. First of all, there are two different reasons why you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs at the time of the tefillah of Shichur. The Rambam says the reason is because there already was an original Kabbalah's mitzvah, so you don't need to do it over again. Right? However, Rashi and the Ramban give a different reason. They say that the tefillah of Avodim, by the initial tefillah of an Eved, also did not have Kabbalah Smitzis. It was not necessary because you can do that Tvila Bal Korcha of the Eved. The Odun can be toivel in him in the mikveh to make him into an Eved Bal Korcha against his will. And the reason why you don't need Kabbalah Smitzis Bishas Shichwa, even though there was never an original Kabbalah Smitzis, is because during the period of Avdus, when he was an Eved Kanani, he was Noyeg B'mitzis. He kept the mitzis. Right? He kept the mitzvahs, and therefore, since there was a hanhoga bidas Yisrael, whether that resulted midaito or shaloi midaito, there's no need for Kabbalah's mitzvahs, now. Actually, Rashi says this on Memzayin Omid Beis, Eved ain't tzorich lekabel. The Gemara says, an Eved ain't tzorich lekabel. By the Eved Meshuchro, why doesn't he need Kabbalah's mitzvahs now? Rashi says, Bishash Shichro, the Mishor Shetoivel, the Shem Avdu, Shayech B'mitzvahs, Dichtiv, Laman Yonuach Avducha V'amoscha, V'odegamin, and Lolo Me'isha. Right? Because on the time that he was Toivel, the Shem Avdus, he was Chayev in mitzvahs, right? He's Chayev in Shabbos, he's Chayev all the mitzvahs, Lolo Me'isha, all the mitzvahs that an Isha is Chayev in. And Rashi says afterwards, Koifu Madbilu L'Shem Shivros, Tfilas Avodim Al Korchani. All Tfila of an Eved is Bal Korchani, is against his will. So when the Tfila, L'Shem Avdus, initially doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvah, but he becomes Chayiv in mitzvahs. And therefore, there's no need for a Kabbalah's mitzvahs afterwards, Bishas Shichro. So we have a Machlingus Rambam in Rambam against Rashi and the Ramban. Why there's no need of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Vishas Shichur. A second, at the Tvila of Shichur. A second point is that whether the Tvila of Shichur needs a Bezdin. So the Ramban also talks about that. The Rambam holds that the Tvila of Shichur requires Bezdin. Even though there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, there's still a requirement of Bezdin. Tosis in Kiddushin Daf Samech Beis said that the tefillah of shichur does not require bezin. You need tefillah bishas shichur, but there's no need for bezin. That's how he answers the kasha. Why is there no chisorin of biyodoi? Why don't we say that it's not biyodoi? It's not biyodoi over there by when he's mekadesh ola achash ishtachre, because it really is biyodoi, because he can be ma, she can be toivel, and there's no need for a bezin. Right, so that's Tosis holds that there's no need for a bezdin bishas the tefillah of shichur, and the Ramban also says that there's no need for a bezdin, and that is, it's really the Ramban and the Rambam lishitosom. The Ramban holds, when do you need bezdin? When do you need bezdin by gerus? When is there a requirement of bezdin? Kabbalah mitzvahs. Kabbalah mitzvahs, you don't really need the bezdin by, as long as there's a Kabbalah mitzvahs and a Kabbalah to be toivel, right, and to do Brit Mila, so then it's good enough if you have bezdin, bishas Kabbalah mitzvahs. If you won't have a bezdin, bishas the tefillah, that will be affected. The tefillah will be affected. The Rambam, however, learns that you need bezdin, bishas tefillah. Right? It's not just the din in Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's the din in the tefillah, because that is the gemar hageirus, the chalois of the geirus, and therefore you need a bezdin. So this machloikis between the Ramban and the Rambam, whether you need a bezdin bishas the tefillah, and Tosis in Kiddushin is also like the Ramban, is totally on whether the bezdin by gerus is a requirement of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, or whether it's a requirement in the tefillah besides the bezdin of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the third nekuda that the Ramban raises is the question of if we need a tefillah bishas shichur, a tefillah of shichur to complete the gerus, why shouldn't you need Hatofas Dambris also by an Eved? Why shouldn't you require Hatofas Dambris by an Eved? See, according to Tosis, the way the Imam Moshe explains Tosis, the Tefillah of Shichrur has nothing to do with geirus. It's a tefillah of shichur. It's part of the maise shichur. So then the kasha doesn't begin. But if we learn that the tefillah of shichur is really a tefillah of geirus, right, to complete the geirus, so then why don't you need the hatofes nagris? Why don't you need the hatofes nagris? Just like you need a second tefillah, you should need the mila, the original mila should not work, and you should need a hatofes nagris. So the Ramban quotes Tosis as answering that since this tefillah is only derabbanon, so lo hitricho olav litzar or l'saki natzmo b'mila. Right? So it's only derabbanon. He quotes Tosis saying this. It's a different Tosis than our Tosis. It's a Tosis achroinais. It's a different balei Tosis who hold that the tefillah is only the Rabban, and Mimela, they only require tefillah, they didn't require Hatovas Dabris. But the Ramban himself holds that the tefillah is Doiraisa, like the Rambam holds that the tefillah is Doiraisa, tefillah Shichrur. So then why don't you need a Hatovas Dabris? So the Ramban says, Lishitosa, we already pointed this out, Lishitosa, that since the original Mila was for Lemitzvosoi, was for the purpose. What's the purpose of a geirus to become an Eved Kenani? So you don't have to be matif. Tambri is just like by Shevet Levi in Mitzrayim, right? Shevet Levi did Mila l'shem mitzvah, even though it was not l'shem geirus. So over here, it's the Mila is done. The Mila on the Eved is done l'shem avdus, right? That partial geirus, that mixas geirus. So that Mila is good enough, and you're not going to have to do a Hatavas Dambris, similar to the Shevet Levi in Mitzrayim. Okay, these are the Nekudis that the Ramban raises. Yes. What about according to the Rambam? Why wouldn't you have to do a Hatavas Dambris? It's Doraisa, you don't have the Teretz Tosis, and the Rambam doesn't hold from the Ramban that you don't need that Hatovas Dambris by Shevet Levi, right? And at least the Ramban said, according to the Rambam, you would need, Shevet Levi would need that Hatovas Dambris. So why by the completion, the Gemara Geirus, with the Tvila of Shichru, why shouldn't you need a Hatovas Dambris? It's a good question. The answers that the Ramban gives doesn't work for the Rambam. Okay, let's think about it. Okay, what does Reb Chaim answer? The main kasha on the Rambam is the kasha of kedushin. If the Rambam requires that the tefillah take place after the shichur, and that tefillah is the raisa, so then how can you be mekadesh the isha? Right, with that shtar shichur before the tefillah takes place, and all the other answers don't work according to the Rambam. So Reb Chaim answers that basically there's a possibility of tefisas kedushin when with the shichur. At the moment of shichur, there's a possibility of tefisas kedushin and the tefillah. Is just a completion of the geirus. The dinim of avdus go off with the shichur, and the completion of the geirus is with the tvila. And once the dinim of avdus go off, there's the possibility of tvisas kedushin even before the geirus is completed. Why? So Reb Chaim explains. Chaim explains that the din avdus has certain special dinim of avdus. And those dinim go off with the shichur when he's no longer an eved. Legabe, not just legabe, the shichur is not just removing the kinyan momin that the odin has in him, but in terms of isurim, in terms of kedushas gufo, all you need is the shichur. And therefore, he will have a kedusha that there can be tvisas kedushin, because there already was a geirus initially, right? He became a geir with the initial tvila she became a shivcha with that initial tvila, and every kenani becomes a geir with that initial tvila. And it's just that there were certain dinim of avdus that are chal on the eved based on am hadoim lechamor, based on am hadoim lechamor. Those dinim of avdus, prevent tfisas kiddushin, right? But once you take off those dinim of avdus, certain dinim that's in the loshen of Reb Chaim, that there are dinim of avdus sheitosvu. Itosvu bei hanor dinim because of the avdus, right? And these are dinim which are not necessarily dinim by a nochri, by a goy, but a special dinim of avdus based on amadoy milachamor. So there's no tvisas kedushin by an eved because of amadoy milachamor. There is no chayis by an eved because of no yichus by an eved because of amadoy milachamor. Even though by a nochri there is yichus. A nochri is miyuchas. His children are miyuchas after the father. This is a special din by avdus. Right? Take away the avdus, so there can be tvisas, there can be tvisas kedushin, right? Because now he has a kedusha that the avdus prevented. So what's the completion of the gerus then? What's the completion of the Gerus? In other words, he has Kedushas Yisrael. What's the completion of the Gerus with the Tvila? So Reb Chaim says the completion of the Gerus with the Tvila is for the Hosofas Dinim that he lacked as a result of the original Gerus. In other words, he was not Chayiv in all mitzvahs, right? There was no Chayiv in all mitzvahs. And so now, whatever Hosofas Dinim are necessary, that because they were lacking in the original Gerus, when he became an Eved Kenani or Shivcha Kenanis, so now you need that Gerus to complete those that Hosofas Dinim. The Loshon of Reb Chaim, it says, Gamrin and Kevin that Gerus Hoysel the Shem Avdus. Whatever dinim were lacking in the original gerus, so you need this completion of the gerus to provide those dinim to complete those dinim. Ma'ase'enkin b'hanor dinim de'lesnayu gam benochrim, but those dinim which don't apply even by goyim. The special dinim by an eved, the din of amadoy melechamor, right? That only applies by an eved. Take away that din of avdus, and mimela, there can be. There's no longer a din of amadoy melechamor, so there can be tvisas kedushin. So that's why with the shichur alone, there can be a tvisas kedushin, right? There can be a tvisa, and the tvila is only necessary to be mashlim the dinim, to be most of those dinim which were lacking from before. I, Reb Chaim says, so maybe you'll ask, but if there's a certain chisorin in the gerus, in that original gerus, that you have to be mosif to complete that, so a goy also can't be mekadesh nisha. An eved can't be mekadesh nisha because of what? Amadoy melechamor. A goy can't be mekadesh nisha because he lacks the ability of tfisas kedushin. So maybe we should say, since this gerus was in, the original gerus was incomplete, right? And you have to be mosif, you have to complete it now. So maybe he shouldn't be able to be mekadesh nisha even after the shichru. So Reb Chaim says what? What does Reb Chaim say? How does he answer that? This is the subtle point in Reb Chaim. He says, whatever that original gerus gave him a status like an isha, right? Like an isha, lo lo me isha. So there was a gerus for whatever an isha would have, whatever dinim are on an isha, the original gerus gave those dinim as well. So just like an isha can have tefisas kedushin, that original gerus to become an eved really should have given him all of those dinim, like an isha. Except what? There's a special halacha vama doime lechamor that's mafkia the possibility of kedushin, that prevents the possibility of kedushin. Take away that halacha vama doime lechamor, and therefore he'll have a din of Kedushas Yisrael, like an Isha. So there's the possibility of Kedushin once there's a Shichra. Right? So what's the purpose of the Gemar Geirus? What's the purpose of the Tefillah? That's the Gemar Geirus. That's because for Hosofas Dinim, any Dinim that were lacking, from before, from that original Geirus, now there's a Hosofas Dinim. But Kedushin, the only reason why there couldn't be Kedushin is because of Amadim Lachama Shichur will take off that din of Avdus completely, and therefore there is going to be the possibility of Kedushin. In other words, that's what Reb Chaim is saying, that the Kasha was, the Havamina was, the how can you be Mekadesh without the completion of the Geirus, right? Without completing her Geirus. The answer is that Kiddushin is dependent on the Hafkoas Avdus. Once there's no longer a status of Avdus, then there can be Kiddushin, because an Eved can't have Kiddushin based on Amadim Lachamor. So give a Shtar a Get Shichru, there's no longer Avdus, and therefore there can be Kiddushin. The Rechaim proves this, because he says, you have to say that all of the Dine Avdus go off with the Get Shichru. Right? You only need the tefillah to complete the geirus in terms of those dinim, the hosofas dinim that were not there from before. And he proves that because we know the halacha is that an eved mishuchra is osur in a shivcha. Once you free the eved, he's osur in a shivcha. Cannot live with a shivcha. Right? And therefore, if we're going to say that he still has a status of an Eved after the Get Shichra, why is he also Bishivcha? He should be Muta Bishivcha because he still has a status of it. It must be the status of Eved completely goes off with the Shichra. The purpose of the Tvila is a Geirus. It has nothing to do with Shichra. Get Shichra takes off the status of Eved. And the tefillah, that second tefillah, the tefillah shichur, is the tefillah of geirus for the hosofas din. That's how Reb Chaim wants to answer for the Rambam, and therefore it comes out according to Reb Chaim that there can be tefisas kiddushin right after the get shichur before the tefillah. Tosfos, however, learns that the tefillah is part of the shichra. Tosfos can agree with the same premise that the lack of tefisas kedushin, the impossibility of tefisas kedushin, is based on avdus, amadoim elachamor. Right? But amadoim elachamor confers a status of avdus on this eved, on the shichra, and based on that, there can't be tefisas kedushin. Based on that, there's an issa of lo yeh kodesh, right? And an eved kenani is also bebas choyrin, and Yisrael is also b'shivcho kenani. It's based on the lav of lo yeh kodesh, and based on the avdus, there's also the chisorin of mitzvahs that he's not chayiv. He's only chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha based on the amadoy melachamor, right? Because he's an Eved, not based on Amadoy Mechava, but because he's an Eved, the Din Avdus has a certain effect. Take away, but the original, according to Tosis, the original Tvila L'Shem Avdus was a complete Geirus. It's just that since there's a status of Avdus, that status of Avdus creates certain halochis on the Eved. And that's why the Eved is only Chayiv in Mitzvahs Ki Isha. Because he has a status of Avdus. Take away the status of Avdus through the Shichur. So now that original Geirus, which was a Geirus Gemura, is going to function as a Geirus Gemura, and he's going to be Chayiv, and he's going to be a full-fledged Ben Yisrael. Right? So how do you do the Shichur? According to Tosfos would learn that Shichur is not just the Get Shichur, the Shichur is also the Tvilah. So that's why, according to Tosfos, you can do the tefillah even before the get shichru, because the tefillah is part of the shichru. It makes no difference what order you do it in. Whereas according to the Rambam, that the shir, the tefillah is so, totally different. It's a gerus. It's a mixas gerus for the hosofas dinim that did not exist before. So dafka has to be done after the get shichur. But according to the Rambam, there can be tefisas gedushin right after the shichur. Because what prevents the Tvisas Gedushin is the status of Avdus. Take away the status of Avdus. And there can be Tvisas Gedushin. Whereas according to Taisis, Taisis also agrees with that premise, that Avdus prevents the Tvisas Gedushin. But in order to have the Shichra from that Avdus, you need both the Get Shichra and the Get Shichra and the Tvila. Get Shichra and the Tvila. That's basically the Machloikis. So it's a tremendous nafkamina between the Rambam and Tosfos. What is the role of the tefillah of shichrur, by an eved? According to the Rambam, it's a mixas geirus. According to Tosfos, it's going to be a din of shichrur, and therefore the seder according to Tosfos will not be ma'akiv. The Eli, you want
to? I was just going to ask if the fact of Eved Kemer and Shifka Kananis, doesn't that like show that he really doesn't have Kedushas, or that Kedushas, why would he be able to marry Kananis if the Kedushas Israel, he had full Kedushas Israel and he didn't really full?
An Eved, why can an Eved marry a Shifka Kananis? Because an Eved is a Kodesh, right? The Torah says, Lo Yia Kodesh, Bivnei Yisrael. So the Targum Unkelus explains that an Eved Kananin is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, and vice versa. Right, that's lo yeh kodesh and lo yeh kodesh. And Eved, since he doesn't have the possibility of tvisas kedushin, right? So he has a status of a kodesh, and therefore he's allowed to marry a shifra kananis. He can't marry a bas yisrael. He can only marry a shifra kananis, right? So and even there's no tvisas kedushin between them. He can live with a shifra kananis. However, once he becomes a ben choyrin, he's no longer an Eved, so he loses that status of Kodesh, right? And therefore now he becomes Osur in a Shifcha Kenainis, because that's the law, Olo Yeh Kedesha, right? So he can't live with a Shifcha Kenainis, right? That has to do with the Isurim, with the law. So Reb Chaim talks about this a little bit. I didn't go through the whole piece in Reb Chaim. This is the basic Nekuda that Reb Chaim says to answer the Ram. Chazanish, in Gilyoinis, Chazanish on Reb Chaim, he argues on the Reb Chaim in the Ram. He says, it comes out, according to Reb Chaim, that he'll be allowed to, there can be Tvisas Kedushin in the Bas Yisrael right after the Get Shichur, before the Tvila, right? And there's no Isser on him marrying a Bas Choyrin. And he disagrees. And the Chazanish disagrees, and he says that you need the shichra, the get shichra, and the tefillah for there to be a tefisas kedushin, and for him to be mutter, in a shichra, in a bas chayrin. But as long as he hasn't done the tefillah, he'll still be muta in a shivcha. That's the Chazanish. He disagrees with Reb Chaim. There's one more teretz on. There's another possible teretz on the Rambam, based on the Avnei Nezer. Very, very interesting Avnei Nezer. The Gemara says over here that you need a second tefillah, and the Rambam says that second tefillah is Bishas Shichur is a mixas, is a Gemar Hagerus. So the Avnei Nezer wants to make a distinction between an Eved and a Shichur Kenainis. That only an Eved needs a second tefillah, Bishas Shichur, but not a Shichur Kenainis. Why? Because he says a Shichur Kenainis basically is chayiv when she's a shivcha, she's chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. Now that you free her, she's also chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. There's no hasofas mitzvah, there's no hasofas dinim, Right? All the only thing is, when she was a Shifra Kenanis, there's no Tfisas Kedushin with her. Take away, if you give a get Shichrus, and she's no longer, there's no longer an Avdus, so then there can be a Tfisas Kedushin. But in terms of mitzvahs, she's chayiv in exactly the same mitzvahs before and after. Right? Whereas by an Eved Kenani, right? So he's only chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha. And when you mishachre him, how is he going to be chayiv in the other mitzvahs, in the rest of the mitzvahs? So he says, that's where you'll need a Gemar Geirus, to be mechayiv him in the rest of the mitzvahs that he wasn't chayiv in before. So that's why you need a second tefillah b'shashir. That only applies by an Eved, it doesn't apply by a Shivcha. So mimeila, according to this Avnei Nezer, right, it's a big chiddush in Avnei Nezer, the Rambam, you don't see that clearly in Rambam, but the Avnei Nezer wants that this, according to this Avnei Nezer, would answer the Kasha and the Rambam, right? He can be Makadosh to Ibo, Iskachi Bo, right? Just with the Get Shichra, she becomes a, you don't need a Tefillah. You don't need a Tefillah at all. Tefillah is only required by an Eved, not by a Shivcha. From all the Rishonim, you see that way. They all learn that there's no difference between an Eved and a Shifra. That's why they have, all the Rishonim have the Kasha, but the Avnei Nezer wants to say a Chiddush, and this would answer for the Rambam. The Rambam does not mention, the Rambam says, She'ishtachur ha'Eved tzorik tvila acheris. He doesn't talk about a Shifra. He's only talking about an Eved over here. So it could very well be that the Rambam would hold that it's on the tvila, b'shash shichru, is only a din in Eved, not a din in a shivcha, like the Avnei Nezer, and that would answer the kasha of kiddushin. Yeah, Michael.
Before Reb Chaim would have to say this as well.
Reb Chaim doesn't say this.
What Hosafa's dinim are there
on a shivcha that did. I thought when I learned to Reb Chaim that this Reb Chaim is going to say this, right? If it's only Yosef's dinim, so all you have to say is that by a shivcha there is no tvila, right? Reb Chaim's not saying that. He's saying there is a tvila. There's a requirement for tvila, but that tvila is not necessary to create the possibility of tvisas kedushin. Once you take off the avdus, mimela there can be a tvisas kedushin, right? So what are the Yosef's dinim? What are the Hosafas dinim in a bas chayrin over a shivcha kenainis? What are the Hosafas dinim? In terms of mitzvahs, it's exactly the same. Mitzvahs ki isha. In terms of tvisas kedushin, right? You don't need the tefillah for that. Tefillah kedushin. To what you take off the avdus, there can be tefillah kedushin. In terms of the love of lo yeh kodesh, right? Once there's a shichru, there's no longer the love of lo yeh kodesh. So what are the Hosafas din? Chaim doesn't explain that. See, the Chazon Ish argues on Reb Chaim. The Chazon Ish says that you'll need the tefillah for the tefisas kedushin, for the lav lo yeh kodesh. Tefillah b'shivcha lo. Yeah, he asked the question. A tefillah b'shivcha lo malon. Why should you need tefillah by a shivcha? According to the way Reb Chaim explains. So the Chazon Ish is tefillah b'shivcha lo malon halo achat tefillah gam kein eina chayeves rak mitzvah shel isha. It's exactly what he's asking on Reb Chaim. She, after the tefillah, she's also only chayev mitzvah ki isha, right? So what is the purpose if tefillah is for hosofas dinim? What hosofas dinim are there by the shivcha? That's one of the kashas the Chazon Ish asks on Reb Chaim. Elavade kodem tefillah dain asurim b'kal Yisrael bein eved bein shivcha. So the Chazon Ish says, must be that before the Tvila, there's no Tvisas Kedushin, there also Lova Bakol, also to marry a Bas Yisrael. You need, there are Hosofas Dinim through the Tvila. But the way Reb Chaim says, that Tvisas Kedushin and Lo Yeh Kodesh go off, right? with the avdus, once the avdus goes off, so and the tefillah is only for hosofas dinim. What hosofas dinim are there by the shifcha? That's Chazanish's question on Reb Chaim. I don't know.
We still know that he's asur b'shifcha, right?
What?
After he's mishuchar, he's asur b'shifcha, right?
After his mishuchra, so then he becomes he's asur b'shifcha. He becomes asur b'shifcha.
Why should be a raya for Chaim just from that? That there's a chiluk. I mean, it doesn't have to apply it to here, but. The chiluk itself should make sense according to the fact that
he's also b'shifcha. Yeah, but Rechaim says there are certain hosofas dinim, right? In terms of tefisa kedushin, in terms of the lava lo yekodesh lo siya kedesha, right? So that changes at the time of the shichur, the get shichur, right? And the tefillah is only for hosofas dinim. What are those hosofas dinim? Chazanish is kasha. Okay, let's see if we can come up with an answer tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to finish up the Gemara down to the wide lines. The Gemara, Rashi, and the Tosafot, and we're going to speak about a lot of different issues tomorrow. We're going to talk about Arevus in the Tosis. They'll call Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Arevus by Gerim. We'll talk about the Bezdin. Where does the Bezdin stand by the Tvila? And some other issues as well.
Tosin Kedushin says the second gear is the shame. Second tune is the shame gear.
Different
types of stuff. I see what you've written down.